within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 253. Who could work miracles? The claimed ability to work miracles is one of the most controversial subjects in the religious world today. Some claimed miracles seem very convincing, but others are rather obviously fakes and trickery. Is there a way in which we can know for sure who can really work miracles and who is just a good magician? There are several good approaches to this question, but one of the best ways to see the truth is to simply consider the question, who does the Bible say could work miracles? When Jesus was born on earth, there had been no miracle working, not even any word from God, no prophets, no nothing, for about 400 years. This is called the 400 silent years between the Old and New Testaments. John the Baptist appeared on the scene, but he worked no miracles except for his prophecies about Jesus. John 1:30. So when Jesus turned the water to wine at the marriage feast in Cana, John 2:7-11, it was the first bona fide miracle the world had seen in over four centuries. A little later, Christ gave a limited ability for miracle working to his 12 apostles. Matthew 10:1 records, Jesus called unto him his 12 disciples, and gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He commanded them, in verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely ye have received, freely give. At this time there were now 13 in the world, and no more able to work miracles. In Acts 2, the 12 apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This had been promised of them alone, John chapters 14, 15, and 16, Acts 1, 1 through 8, and only the apostles received it. They received in this, among other things, the power to pass on the ability to work miracles to other people of their choosing. Acts the 8th chapter shows us this clearly. In Acts 8:5, Philip, a faithful Christian, went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Verse 6 continues, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Philip, who was not an apostle, was able to work miracles because the apostles had laid their hands on him, Acts 6:5 and 6, for that process passing on the ability to work miracles to him. But notice the next point carefully. The chain ended there. Philip could not pass his miracle-working power to anyone else. Only the apostles could do that. One of the Samaritans Philip converted was a man named Simon, who had been a sorcerer or magician. Simon was very interested in the miracles Philip worked, Acts 8:13. Acts 8:14-17 records this very significant event for us concerning those miracles. When the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, both apostles. For what? Verse 15, that the Samaritans might receive the Holy Ghost, that is, miraculous power from the Holy Ghost, as a comparison with Acts 10:44-47 reveals. Acts 8:17, then Peter and John laid their hands upon the Samaritans, and they received the Holy Ghost. Now Simon the former sorcerer saw this, verse 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power. Not the ability to work miracles, but that on whomsoever I lay hands, he shall receive the Holy Ghost. Simon wanted what only the apostles had, the power to pass on the miraculous gifts. But Peter told him, verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Why not? Because Simon wasn't an apostle, and that power was reserved for them. Now, when the last of the 12 apostles died, and the last man upon whom that last apostle had laid hands died, what happened to the ability to work miracles? By any reasoning, it died with them. No one today can work miracles unless he has had an apostle's hands laid on him. But the last apostle died in about 100 A.D. There can be, by the New Testament's teaching, no modern-day miracles at all. Their purpose is gone. Listen to tape number 251. And so they are gone. Tape number 252. The very mechanics or method of receiving that power eliminates any miracles today. Those who claim to work miracles may be honest, but they are wrong.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in...